Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 86, and today is Friday, October 5th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so I'm going to start off today's show just with a moment of silence commemorating. This is the one-year anniversary of the passing of Steve Jobs, which is a sad day. I mean, it's been a long time, and I think I was thinking about it a bit today, and it's one of those things that the best analogy for kind of how that feels is the difference. It's kind of like when you have if you have a wound, and at first it's fresh and kind of painful, and at this point, it's not really a wound anymore. It's just kind of like a scar that you carry around with you, that you kind of, you know, it's never quite the same again, and, you know, that's sad. So anyway. So I was just going to start off the show with a little moment of silence and then get into the main topic. All right. So what I'm going to be getting into for the rest of the show is something that I've been struggling with a lot recently. And hopefully this is one of those things that is, I think, a lot of people struggle with, and it's something that was, it's the one of the harder topics to talk about in some ways, because like I see a couple of shows ago where I said, you know, talking about money is kind of a funny thing and always kind of tricky and awkward. But I was going to talk about pricing, and specifically app pricing, and it's kind of my thoughts on it and the state of that and kind of where we are as an industry. And specifically, there's two things that I'm working on for apps and work that I'm doing that have big pricing concerns. So the first one's the weather app that I've been going on and on about, coming soon, and what I want to price that at initially. And then the second is I'm working on a syncing solution for my recipe book app that'll let you sync your recipes between multiple sites, between a website, all those kinds of things. I'm trying to and as part of that, I'm also going to introduce an iPhone version of my currently iPad-only app. And so the big question is, you know, what do I do? Do I want to make that universal? Do I want to make it a separate thing with a paid upgrade? You know, there's lots of choices. Do I want to do subscription pricing for sync? Do I not? You know, it's lots and lots of choices and things like that. So it's just really kind of a funny question of, oh, how do you come up with pricing? How do you define what makes sense for you? And I think first, this is, I think, especially relevant given the whole topic I talked about in the last show, is that ultimately you have to be very practical about this. You have to be very pragmatic. You have to, being sort of sticking to whatever your pricing goals are on principle is likely not going to survive contact with the enemy, as they say. So it's kind of like you can have these great ideals of, oh, man, I think you know, software should be really, really, really expensive, and should, you know, people should view it as a really valuable and intrinsically useful thing that, you know, they're willing to pay lots of money for. And Apple's eroded that with the way they've done pricing in the App Store, and the way they do, you know, charts and graphs and things, and charts and graphs, with the way they do charts and rankings. And basically, I think that's all true. But at the end of the day, it comes down to: would you rather be successful financially, or be sort of stick to your guns if you hold that view very strongly? And at the end of the day, for me, my chief goal is to provide for my family, and ideally do that in a way that I can continue to be independent. That's one of the things that I really enjoy about my current situation, my current job, my current work I do, is that I'm independent, that I don't really have a boss. I actually was kind of amusing. I realized it's 6 years since I formed my first LLC and went independent. So that's quite a long time that I've been doing this. And doing that is not an easy thing. And a lot of the way in which that I've been able to keep doing that is to just be realistic about, okay, you know, my goal is to make money. And I guess you can, like, the really negative view, spin on it would be to say it's like at some point you just kind of sell out. Maybe a more positive view is that you have a realistic view on the market and you adapt your pricing and approaches and investments accordingly. And so this is kind of essentially where I'm heading, is I typically have a fairly loose view on pricing. And I've talked about this a little bit before. And I know I keep saying that, but I guess that's the downside of having 86 episodes is at this point I've talked about a lot of the things at least once, and hopefully I'm still adding new and unique and interesting spins on things. But I guess that's just the downside of been doing this for a while. But the reality is my goal is that I want to price something such that I can get the most money back for the effort I put into it. I don't typically assign value or some kind of ephemeral moral or whatever to the price. If I can make the most money at 99 cents, I'll make the most money at 99 cents. If I make the most money at free, I'll do it free. If I make the most money at 50 bucks, I'll make the most money at 50 bucks. That's ultimately is my goal. And I'm not trying to – I think there are certain lines that you draw, and these are the kind of things where it's like I don't really want to make my money from something that I would say is manipulative, that's cheating, that's lying. You know, you kind of get into the classic sort of like the Zynga freemium games where there's a lot of deep psychology going on to manipulate people and to make them part with their money. Those are the kind of lines I draw, but I don't draw lines in terms of any particular price being more – valid than any other. And so I sell my software to people and they buy it. And so typically what I do, as I think about this though, is how do you find that price? How do you know what that is? And really the only way you can know is to try other prices and see where it ends up balancing off. And that's just a trial and error. And I've done this many times with many apps, and typically in the App Store, I would say the overall rule, at least certainly in the iOS App Store, it's slightly different than the Mac App Store, I think, but the most money is made the lower the price if you are ranking. If you are in the charts at all, you want to have as low a price as possible because that'll help keep you there, and the longer you're there, the more money you make at that price. And so, but as soon as you start not ranking from a charting perspective, you may as well raise your price a bit. You may as well make it whatever, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, kind of really you can raise it up because people who are discovering your app at that point are either word of mouth customers or customers who are searching for it. And so by definition, they are more invested in trying to find it. I guess is the right way to think about it. They're not browsing casually, looking for things. They are looking for your app or an app very similar to yours. And so doing it that way, I think, seems to have overall made the most sense to me. And so that said, I have it wouldn't surprise me if at some point Check the Weather ended up being a 99-cent app. The economics I've made sure work for that, which is an important thing to probably have a little sidebar on, is you need to make sure that if you have a back-end service that is required for your application, you need to make sure that the economics of that back-end service makes sense at a low price. If your app can only make money at a high price, I think you're really going to struggle in the App Store to not have any flexibility there. And so I work it out and I say, if a person buys my app and uses it for 18 months, that'll likely result in, X server calls and server calls to my weather data provider cost so many per call, sort of. I mean, that's not the way they do pricing, but you average it all out and you say, okay, I can support that at 99 cents. And if that's the case, then great. That said, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to launch the app probably at about $3 is where I'm hoping it would end up, and I'll see what happens. I'd rather start high and then work down rather than start low and then have to raise it and then it not go anywhere and raise it up. That's probably where I'm going to be going on it. There's certainly a part of me that is always inclined at this point to just go to 99 cents and go and just stop worrying about it. But I feel like there's a certain connotation that brings to it that I don't necessarily want. And it's not because I think 99 cents is a bad price. I just think there's something better about it. I'm saying something, if I start off saying that it's $3, I'm trying to communicate something to the world about the quality, the craftsmanship, and the effort that has gone into that. And if I end up backing away from that because it's ranking really well, and it's if it's flying up the charts, and I feel like at some point lowering the price would do a lot of things to help me keep it there, absolutely. I'm more than happy to do that. And that'll just be choice I make. And you may, you know, you'll upset a few people maybe along the way, people who got it at $3, when they see it go down to, you know, $2, you'll get a few grumpy people, but that's just the reality of it. And, I mean, some people will, like, are always waiting for it to go on sale, or those types of users, and it's like, that's just the reality of the store we live in, and I'm not going to complain about that. I'm just going to do what I can. And so that's kind of the way that I do it, and I think hopefully that that sort of very practical approach seems to work, that you just you communicate something with price. So having it be at a large number, I think hopefully at least initially can say something about your app, that you're communicating both to you and to Apple that you think it's worth it, that you think it's valuable, that you think it's not a throwaway app. Then you just need to be flexible, and you need to ease back on that. And certainly the ceiling has come down. I don't think launching an app at $10 in the iOS App Store, especially on the iPhone, maybe on the iPad, but definitely on the iPhone, I think it's way too much. $5 probably getting even too much these days. That's just the a natural reaction to the competitiveness. I don't think that's a reduction in the value or the quality of the software. I think that's a result of the competitiveness of the market and the size of the market, that people can make good livings selling an app for 99 cents because there are hundreds of millions of people who are buying those apps, and you don't need a very high percentage of that sort of customer base to be interested in it for you to make a viable business. Because at the end of the day, I'm not in this to sort of win the lottery. Well, that'd be great, if somehow one of my apps ever just took off and made me wealthy beyond my imagination. Like, that'd be awesome. Who wouldn't like that? But that's not what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this because this is better than a 9-to-5 job for me. And so I just need to make enough that that's the case. And so far, I've been blessed to be able to do that, that I've been able to be independent for years and years, and the app store is how I do that. And I introduce new apps to diversify my income stream to make that more likely. But at the end of the day, you just want to price something so that you can have, the most total revenue at the end of the day. And I feel like being good about experimenting with that makes a lot of sense. I feel like being non-moralistic about it makes a lot of sense. Not getting too caught up in like, oh man, I don't want to be part of the race to the bottom. It's like, well, that race is already over. The racers have already gone home. Like, that's just the reality of the store we work in. And I don't think that's going to change, because it becomes more and more competitive as the customer base grows. The thing is, at the end of the day, you're competing against somebody who may have different costs than you, may have different goals than you. It's like the classic challenge of, if you're, for example, competing against either a venture-backed company or a company with a brand who is not interested in profiting from the app directly, they're just trying to get recognition, then you have some tricky things there, because they can make their app free, or they can make it very low cost and provide a huge amount of value because they're trying to get that value back some other way. And you just have to understand that, and you just have to embrace and not worry about it too much and say, I'm just here to, if I'm just trying to make a living, I just want to make, set my prices at prices that will support me and in my work, and not worry about it too much. I feel like you can easily get wrapped around in it. And I mean, I've changed prices probably hundreds of times for various apps in the store, just trying different things, what happens if I make it lower price during the week and higher price on the weekend? Does that do anything? And it's like, you just, anything you can think of, just try it. Go into iTunes Connect and play around. I think that's the biggest part of it, is just being flexible. And so that's kind of some of my thoughts on pricing and kind of where I'm going. And so in summary, with Check the Weather, I'm probably going to make it a $3 app, because that's kind of where I suspect it'll end up. If it ends up charting really well, I may lower that, but generally speaking, that's where I'm going to start, because that's kind of where I think it's worth, or worth in the scale of, apps in the App Store, probably a good clarification. And otherwise, I'll see what happens. All right, as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet at @DavidSmith. You can email me from the link on the website. And otherwise, I hope you have a great weekend. Happy coding. I'll talk to you later. Bye.